look shiny this morning," said a man in the crowd gathered below to catch a glimpse of the king. "He has not looked so happy since his beloved wife Mumtaz Mahal's death. I'd be sparkly too if I was getting a new chair as sparkly as his. I've heard there isn't another like it in the whole world," remarked another. Now, as Shah Jahan walked with a proper royal stride to the Diwan-i-Am, his heartbeat matched the booming of the drums through the fort. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. The entire court bent low. Drops of fragrant rose water sprinkled down on them, covering up stinky smells. Shah Jahan brushed the curtain aside and stepped onto the balcony overhanging the great hall, his face breaking into a smile. For before him stood the greatest, the grandest, the most glorious throne in the whole world, his brand new jeweled throne. There it stood, awaiting Shah Jahan's button for the very first time. "This day, 22nd March 1635, a special day in both the Persian and Mughal calendars, a day of two festivals, Eid and Nowroz. This glorious day, Padshah Shah Jahan claims his place on the wonder of wonders, the wondrous and most wonderful jeweled throne, the Takht Murassa," yelled out the court announcer as Shah Jahan walked up the three glittering, jewel-studded steps of the gigantic bed-sized throne that was held up on four gold claws. Shah Jahan placed his royal bottom in the center of the throne and looked around at the soupy, blingy wonder that his goldsmiths had created. Shah Jahan nodded at his sons, standing to the side. His oldest son, Dara Shikoh, 20 years old, stood closest to the throne. Shah Jahan's third child, Shah Shuja, was next, rubbing his eyes while stifling a yawn. Then his fifth, 17-year-old Aurangzeb, his back as straight as a rod. The sixth, 11-year-old Murad Bakhsh stood as still as an 11-year-old could. Beside them stood Asif Khan, the children's grandfather.